What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Does anyone actually know what's going on here?
I literally have no idea.
Help.
We're 20 whatever.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
And welcome back to 20 whatever.
Or is it welcome back to the Cheetah Girls?
The Cheetah Girls.
Spooky episode.
Yes. Oh my gosh. This is our first Halloween episode.
Yes. Oh. Okay. So if you're not watching the video version, our set has been spookified.
Yes.
We've got little bats, little spider webs, little skeletons.
And And also, obviously, as you can tell,
the most important,
our costumes.
Don't we look so good?
No, seriously.
Cute.
No, it's
I never thought I could feel so freaking cute in orange cheetah print.
You're killing it.
Orange is your color.
Right.
I love it. This is real. This is me.
This is exactly where I'm supposed to be. Right. Right. Exactly. Also, very comfy. Like, this is like giving comfy
vibes.
I'm so
comfortable. I really like, I'm like, we might need a uniform because this is giving.
Yes.
Right, a uniform. That's exactly
we just wear this for every episode.
I don't hate it. I would not be mad.
Ladies in uniform. What is that TikTok sound that it's like, you're not in your uniform.
Oh, yeah.
Squeak, squeak, squeak. Maybe we have to do that TikTok because we look so cute.
Yes, we should.
So we are going to be wearing different costumes for every episode in October. We are doing Halloween right this year. So this is just the first.
Yeah, this is just the beginning.
We're starting off strong, though. Like, yeah. This is very strong.
Yeah.
This is very strong, but also I feel like not too unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, we are Disney Channel girlies.
Right, right.
Like, oh, also, Jess is the fourth cheetah girl, Aqua.
Yes. So check out our TikTok and Instagram and everything, because we will have photos of all of these costumes. So
yes,
that's that on that.
So I'm so excited for you guys to see all the costumes. Some of them are, I think they get a little more out of the box.
Yes.
I would say.
Agreed. Yeah. Agreed. Yeah. Yeah. Like, a little less unassuming, right?
Yeah. Yes. Specifically the next episode.
Yeah. The next one, you're not going to think, you don't see it and you're like, that's what the girls would totally do. Like,
right.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm so excited.
Another exciting thing about this episode, we have, drum roll, our first sponsor.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yes. And thank you, Helix Sleep, for sponsoring this video. This week is actually how I received my first package. I received my Helix mattress in the mail, and Helix Sleep makes premium mattresses and beddings that are customized to fit your needs and conveniently shipped right to your door, babies. It was right to my door, and I'm so thankful because it was raining in LA, so it needed to be right to my door.
Right. Right. Like, no, imagine going to like a store and having to like lug a mattress.
No, tragic. No, I could not.
Not with Helix.
No. Nope.
Right to your door.
Exactly.
Obviously, everybody's different and Helix knows that, and they make a sleep quiz that you can take to match your specific sleep needs and preferences. So if you have a partner, you're able to take the quiz together and it makes it perfect for the both of you.
Which is exactly what Steven and I did. We got our Helix mattress actually almost a year ago now. We have the Midnight Lux, and oh my gosh, is it just the best. I love it. It's so comfortable. It's so supportive. We sleep fantastic on it. Really, the only problem is now when we travel, I am like very aware of how not comfortable other mattresses are.
Right. You miss her deeply.
Yes. I'm like, why does my back hurt? And then I get home and I'm like, this is why.
No. Yeah. It makes you miss home even more, huh?
For sure.
We are twins, Sierra, because I also took the Helix quiz. So I got also matched up with the Midnight Lux mattress, and it's medium feel, not too firm, not too soft. And it's great for Ryan and I because we have, like I said, different preferences. And it's so great because we are both side sleepers and we toss in turns. So that memory foam has helped like the pressure, especially on my shoulders. And he mentioned his hips. So it's working, ladies.
It's also incredibly easy to buy online with your Helix mattresses. You get a 100-night sleep trial along with a 10-year warranty. And there are financing options and have flexible payment plans. If it makes you nervous to buy something that you haven't tried yet, you get more than 3 months to just try it and make sure that you love it. And if you don't, they'll come pick it up for you and you'll get a full refund.
And it is for free within the U.S.
Oh,
yeah.
Shipping's for free.
Shipping's for free, baby.
Not for the free.
It's super easy to set up. It comes up rolled up in a box, so it was just a breeze for me. I honestly love my Helix.
Me too. Ooh. And I think you guys are going to love Helix too. So there is a link in the description. Or go to helix.com/20whatever if you're looking for a new bed. Highly recommend Helix. And our link is going to get you up to $200 off your Helix sleep mattress plus two free pillows.
Can't say no to that, ladies.
That's a good deal.
Right. I was going to say, we're already set up. Ryan, you're next.
I mean, I'm next. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so first sponsor in the books.
Yay!
First of many. Manifesting.
Yes, ladies, I love it.
Okay, so in the last episode, we talked about journaling and how we were going to start those habits and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I do want to say, I will disclaim, and I am woman enough to say that I did it one time and never again. And not because I didn't want to. I do think I was overwhelmed with other things, and that was just the first thing to go.
Yes. That is, I think, a hard thing about establishing new habits is it's a very easy thing to be like, well, if I'm overwhelmed, if I have deadlines, if I have other things I have to do, this doesn't have to be done.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's exactly what it was.
And I think that it's because obviously it's not work. It's not like necessary, which right. I feel like maybe I need to convince myself in my mind, like this is necessary for you. Mm-hmm. Because if not, I look at it like a luxury. And like I was busy, so I didn't have the luxury of, oh, having time for myself journaling.
Right. Yeah.
So how the
But heck? Like you need to, but like you're saying, like you need to make time for yourself.
And yeah.
Like
whether you that's, are a priority.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. What about you? Did you do
I it? Did.
Of course you did.
I missed 2 days. But other than that, I did every day. I didn't always do the morning. I started off doing the morning and then one day I forgot. And so I did it in the evening. And I realized I think I prefer the evening. I liked doing a short entry in the morning where I literally just write like my intention for the day. Because I realized that in the morning, I'm so tired. I'm groggy. I don't really have much to talk about because like nothing's happened yet.
Right.
So I would more so write like what the plan is for the day and like my intention for the day. So like today I wrote that my intention was like to film 4 episodes, not forget to do our TikToks, and to just have fun and relax filming with you guys because we always have so much fun.
Yeah.
And to be done by 5 so that I can have time with Grace.
Right.
Yeah. Other days, it's just like to be present. It's to, you know, really enjoy the quality time that I have with Grace if I'm with her all day. So I'll just kind of write my intention in the morning. But what I like about journaling in the evening is I get a lot more like introspective about my life, my day, how I'm feeling. So I think what I'm going to try to do from here on out is just do like a literal third of a page in the morning of just like, here's my intention for the day. And then try to do something more reflective in the evening.
I like that.
That's happened to me as well. I was telling Ryan, I was like, I found out that it doesn't have to be right in the morning because I was trying to force myself to do it in the morning, but it just was not feeling, it didn't feel right for me. So then by the second day, I realized I had forgotten. So I did it that night. And I was like, wait a minute, I actually like it. I prefer it at night. So I ended up like curling into bed and then like journaling and stuff like that. And it was very much more reflective as well. I didn't remember every day, I'm not going to lie to you. But it was, it ended up being like, I was like, oh, I almost forgot. And then so before bed, rather than just scrolling through my phone, I was like, all right, this is for you, baby.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I will mention one of my journal entries was about us and like reflecting on about how we were like doing the hoedown throwdown. I like it. And I know that sounds like so silly, like, oh, we got together and we did. But in that moment when I was reflecting, I was like, I am treasuring that memory. Like it felt so special and it was just so cool. And I just was taken back to like when I was younger with my girlfriends at a sleepover, just being present and letting yourself have fun. And I was just so like thankful and reflective on that moment.
That's so cute.
I know.
So cute. Oh my God, are you going to cry?
No, not this episode. Not this episode. I saw in the comments, they're like, not you guys crying every episode.
I'm
like,
that too.
So here's to good luck. Cheers. I'm hoping that this one, I don't. We'll see.
Right.
Who's to say?
You know what? Am I weird for saying this? I kind of like crying. Like it's like a release. I feel like Ryan's looking at me like I have just killed a man. I feel like when I hold in my emotions, that those emotions come out in a way that I don't like, whether it be being like irritable, being snippy, being mean. Like when Steven and I have had like difficult days, I would so much rather cry than like take it out on him and be like snarky.
Right.
You know?
Right. And actually feeling their emotions and like allowing yourself to feel it and then moving on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was something I learned in therapy.
Yes.
But I feel like it's really been practical in my life of like, so when people say, like, you guys cry in every episode, I'm like, good, I'm going to keep crying.
Right.
Because it feels good.
Right. I feel like the reason why I don't enjoy crying is because in my head, I'm like, it needs to be purposeful. Like, to cry for no reason. I mean, it's never, people don't cry for no reason. Like, that's not really what's happening.
I was going to say, but that's
it's always for a reason. But I'm like, is this a good enough reason to cry right now?
But that's the little wall I think that there is, that there doesn't have to be a good enough reason. Like, you don't have to have a reason to be like, I'm going to allow myself to cry because it's a good enough reason. Like, if you just feel like crying,
that's a good enough reason.
You should allow yourself to cry. You don't have to, like, judge yourself and be like, this is not that good of a reason. Like, whatever.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And me, I give myself the permission to cry about everything. So I'm just crying all the time.
Right.
But, and that's why I'm like, maybe I don't want to, because it is, like, exhausting. Like, I am emotionally, because I am so emotional and I feel things very deeply. So it gets, like, exhausting if I'm just still like emotions and just
right.
I'm like, oh my god, I literally need a glass of water. I'm dehydrated.
Replenish your tears. Yeah. Right.
Okay, well, that's before we get into the actual topic of this episode, one last question. When was the last time you guys cried
on this set?
Yes.
The last time we shot,
actually. Yeah the last time I cried was the We're Not Really Strangers episode. Yeah,
that was a good cry. I cried yesterday.
Okay.
But happy tears. I was rocking Grace to sleep and she like cuddled into my shoulder and then she like looked up at me and then she kissed me. And I was like, oh, okay, I am an absolute puddle of tears.
Right.
So.
Overtaken.
Yeah.
Oh, I love
that's
happy
so
tears.
Cute.
That's so real.
Yeah.
That is really so real.
Let's get into the real, I feel weird saying this as a vegetarian, the real meat and potatoes.
Right. Well, it's the potatoes, the real meat and
potatoes. So when we were planning our Halloween costumes, we knew we wanted to do at least one that was like nostalgic Disney Channel. And obviously we went with the Cheetah Girls. And we thought it would be fun this episode to just talk about like the Disney Channel era of our childhood, nostalgia, just kind of all of those.
Just a deep dive in all of that. And like, I feel like this episode is just going to unlock so many memories for the viewers. Like, you're just going to hear and be like, oh my God, I totally watched that. And I didn't even remember, because I honestly like did a little bit of like research to just remember like some old Disney movies. Like, I completely forgot about Cadet Kelly. And I used to love Cadet Kelly. Like, I mean, anything Hilary Duff.
No,
oh my gosh.
Hilary Duff was
queen.
I don't want to kick this off, but I feel like Hilary Duff was pretty like Y2K. Like, she had everything.
I was going to say her and Lindsay Lohan, my childhood.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it had they were in every movie.
Yeah.
Oh, icons. Also, We Hear You. You guys have been begging for this nostalgia episode. Like, the last time we talked about this, they were like, DCOM, do it. We hear you. We're doing it. Here we are now.
And we love it just as much.
Oh my God, yeah. I could talk about this for hours.
Yeah, usually we'll like write down a couple like bullet points of things we want to talk about. We have nothing this episode because we just know we don't even need it.
No.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Endless.
And also, like, why do I have so much information in my head? Like, I don't need all of this information, but it's locked in there.
Well, and now that there's Disney Plus and they have all those old DCOMs, I have watched quite a few of like the old, more obscure DCOMs.
Smart House,
The 13th
Dude.
Year.
Yes. Wait, what's that? Wait, what's that one with Eddie from That's So Raven?
Eddie's Million Dollar Cook-Off.
Yes. Yes.
I love that one.
Yes.
Why
Dude,
was that
okay.
such a good movie?
Lockdown 2020, Disney Plus had my whole heart. All I did, I was like, which one are we doing today? Which few are we doing today? When are we talking about one?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That got me thinking. Remember the Smart House? That was so like, it felt like ahead of its time. Like, quote unquote,
oh my God,
ahead of its time. Like, when I saw the milkshake like disappear into the rug,
my gosh,
I was like, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Oh my God. The other one I thought of, Sky High.
Love. So good.
I think
like maybe one of my like earliest like character crushes, like not a celebrity, but just the character, War and Peace, the bad guy.
Okay.
With the black hair and the red streak.
I don't
think
I realized that was his name. War and Peace.
Because his mom was a hero and his dad was a villain.
No, genius.
Yeah.
Right.
That movie.
Makes sense.
Phenomenal.
And the way he,
so good.
Do you guys remember like that moment when he like because he could produce fire. So he like lit the candle with his finger, like when he was at that little Chinese restaurant.
Yes.
And I was like, oh.
He was like, oh,
my God, the way he just.
Wow. I do remember that. I think, and that one didn't come out. We weren't like that young for no. Sky High. We were like middle school.
Yeah. I remember because I had that one on DVD and we had one of those little portable DVD players that we could strap to the back seat of the car on road trips. And we had like three DVDs in the car. It was Sky High, Kicking and Screaming.
Oh my God, Will Ferrell?
Yes.
Great film.
Great film.
And I don't remember what the third one was, but I'm sure it was iconic.
We had that too. Also, what happened to the TVs not being in the back of the, why you would think that like,
well, cars now have them, like they'll like close into the roof. Now but, they just come down,
still,
right?
Do they? Yeah. I haven't seen that recently. Like I'm that, like, where are the TVs in the
like
car?
They're like the Tesla screens are just so huge. That's the TV.
Right. Everyone in the back is like, yes.
Yeah. That totally was like phased out. There was a 5-year period where like, everyone either had one of those or like the portable one that you could flip
strap
up,
on,
which is what we had. Yeah,
like it was the one that came from the ceiling, or they were built into the back seats of
those
the front seats.
Were fancy.
When somebody had that, I was like, money.
money.
When they had two separate ones,
yes.
So the passengers got their own screen.
Yes,
I remember one time being on a road trip and the car next to us had that, and they were playing like Finding Nemo or something, and we're like, "Dad, slow down, we're trying to watch." Like, watch the screens in their car.
Yeah, yeah. Unlocked a memory. I had Finding Nemo. I had Finding Nemo, Snow Dogs, and what's that one? College Road Trip. The one that Raven's in with Marlon.
Yes.
Yep.
I Want a Detour for Snow Dogs. Great movie. I love that movie.
Snow Dogs.
And Sweet Little Nana, the little dog, the one that isn't like a real husky dog.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think I've seen Snow Dogs.
Oh my gosh. We have to watch it. It's so good. Cuba Gooding Jr. is like the main guy.
Yeah.
And all of the little huskies. Also, first of all, like huskies.
Yeah, that's what does it. Is the cute little huskies.
The cute little dogs, yeah.
And he goes to, where did he go?
Alaska.
Yeah, like
Poughkeepsie?
No. Coquitna?
Oh, Coquitna.
I don't know. Please, I'm not from Alaska.
But yes.
But it's so good. Yeah, too good.
Oh, I don't know why that made me remember what the third DVD in the car was. Are We There Yet? Do you guys remember
Great
that movie?
Film.
Yep.
With Ice Cube?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
That movie I have not rewatched since probably the backseat of my parents' minivan.
Right.
Yeah.
Tolketna. Yes, I was right.
Oh, Tolketna.
Right. Thank you. You know what? I've watched that movie on repeat, so I should know. I should know. Another one along the lines of that, Dr. Dolittle 1 and 2.
Great.
The Eddie Murphy ones?
Yep.
Of course. Eddie Murphy, period. That's
Daddy
the end
daycare?
Of the episode. Iconic.
Haunted Mansion.
Shrek. Hello.
Oh.
Hello.
So if there was a Mount Rushmore of 2000s movies, it'd be Lizzie McGuire, or not, Hillary Duff,
right. Duff, Lindsay Lohan, Eddie Murphy. Hold on.
Who else?
Kenny Ortega.
Please come on the podcast.
What do you think other male stars? I'm trying to think Disney-wise. Like, what Disney movies did they have, like, a clutch on? What guy did they have in every
film?
That
they used for everyone.
I mean, Zac Efron, obviously a lot because he had so many High School Musicals.
But the other guy, I talked
Ryan
about in the last
Merriman
episode.
Ryan Merriman in Smart, he was in Smart House and The 13th Year.
He
and
was.
Luck of the Irish, I think.
Oh, him,
yes.
The other guy that I was talking about, Chad Michael Murray, he was also in everything, too.
Yeah.
I got Steven to watch a Cinderella Story with me a couple nights ago, and it was so funny because he had never seen it. And so he kept like asking questions like, oh, this is where she's going to find that quote from her dad. And like, oh my gosh, she left her cell phone instead of a slipper. And it was just his commentary was so fantastic.
Weren't we just quoting that movie? It's like
waiting for you and waiting for rain in this drought.
Oh my God, yes.
Useless and disappointing. You know what was one of the big flaws with that movie, though? I think it was a big part of my not like other girls complex as a preteen. We were watching it back and there was like they were playing the 20 questions and all of the questions were just her being like, I'm not like other girls. I wouldn't eat a rice cake. I'd eat a Big Mac.
Right.
I don't care about purses. I play baseball.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how we knew that like we were switching from heels to Converse because that's what we did for homecoming, you know,
because
we're not like other girls.
Right.
You got to wear the Converse.
I fully wore Converse to my prom.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm. Because Demi Lovato said so.
Yeah. Who said I can't wear my Converse
with my dress?
Well, baby, that's just me.
Can we talk about like the Disney Channel star to pop star pipeline that they were like very carefully crafting?
It felt carefully crafted, but then it also felt like they just let anybody do it.
That's
or they
true.
Like forced it almost.
I remember watching an interview recently of Cole Sprouse, and he was talking about how they really were trying to push the Sprouse twins into music.
Really?
And they were pretty, they had to be like pretty hard line of like, we are not doing this. We are not singers. We don't want to be singers. And they still were in the circle of stars.
I was just about to say that they were in it. And like, they sound like they're like sing talking because they don't sing.
Well, I'm so glad that those boys like knew that they weren't singers and they weren't like, yeah, let's do it too. Because I mean, that's what they did to every, I mean, even the guy from like Corey in the House, he was singing on some track. And I'm like, what are we doing? I'm like, why is Eddie in this song?
Right,
like,
right. So, I mean, rapper.
True, true, true.
Is he a rapper?
Well, he's
Disney rapper.
Like, no, I mean, he can rap, but he's a little, he's gone a little off the deep end currently. But back then, he was rapping, and it was good.
He rapped in the theme song, didn't he?
Yes.
That's a Raven?
Yes, that's Eddie.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's go now. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Chelsea sings the backing vocals on that.
Oh.
But also, she's been on Broadway. Yeah, so like,
she's like a full Broadway star.
I didn't know
she was Belle in Beauty and the Beast on Broadway.
Oh, that's so cute. And I can see that. And she's just so like meek in her. Oh, that's so cute.
Yes. And then, okay, so I mentioned this before. My sister watches Raven's Home.
Yes.
And it's funny. Holds up. It's not as good as That's a Raven. Obviously, it will never be. But they sing a lot on that show. And there's a whole episode where it's just like musical numbers. Obviously, like Raven is just an icon. Also, she's also been on Broadway. She was literally the star in Sister Act.
Yes. Raven, that was another thing.
Right. Right. But like everybody was singing. Chelsea was singing. And I was like, right.
I love that. I really love when they have like Broadway stars or people that are like singers and they actually put them on. And then you see, those people should be out here handing the mics and singing. What's that one song that they made at all the Disney shows? The Send It On.
We really thought we were like curing world hunger and climate change and like every issue that has ever been in this world.
My favorite thing about that video and just about the song in general is like how Demi Lovato and Nick Jonas carried that song on their
slayed.
Back. Oh like, my gosh.
Miley had her moment, which like she's a great singer, but like she had her little moment. Joe had a little thing. Selena thought she was doing something. And then Demi Lovato and Nick Jonas were like, here we go, y'all. Yep. Hop on.
Yeah, no, they carried the team. Carried. Like their back hurts from carrying them all.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a great song though.
Yeah.
Wait, remember the breast cancer song? Like Beyonce and Rihanna and everybody read it. Stand Up.
Yes.
Everybody, Mary J. Blige, Fergie,
if
Pink.
You never saw this, please
you
go
need to look
watch
it up.
It's hysterical.
Right now. And it's also just so really iconic.
Cringy.
It's cringy and it's iconic because it's like every female pop star of like multiple generations. Like it's so random. Also, they're just wearing like t-shirts. Let's say like Stand Up.
But they're raising awareness.
Right. Yeah.
They're doing something.
Maybe they should have had velour tracksuits.
And maybe,
Now that would save the planet.
Exactly.
Then everyone would be recycling.
Right. Right. Exactly. Right. Exactly.
What was like the cause for
Send It On.
Yeah.
I think it was like pollution, right?
Or something? Yeah, because they would run
climate,
over the grass
climate,
and
climate
the
change.
Climate change.
I think it was climate change. I think.
Were they like raising money or was it just like awareness?
I think it. Okay, I think the word awareness is like funny.
Yeah.
Because it's like we're raising awareness, but it's also, we're also Disney Channel. Like we could also like give money.
Right.
Like we could also.
We're raising funds? No.
No.
Awareness.
To like these 10-year-olds who do not have money.
Wait, other than like them singing together, they would also make those characters get together to play games. Like the Disney Channel.
Oh, you mean the Disney Channel games.
Yes. Like
literally.
Like the Olympics for the Disney Channel.
I watched that also during COVID times.
They're
crazy.
On the they have it on Disney Plus now. There is a YouTuber who I love. His name's Scott Kramer. And he does like a lot of commentary stuff. And he did a whole video before the Disney Channel games got put on Disney Plus, like dissecting the Disney Channel games. And at the end, he was like, we have to get this on Disney Plus. Like everyone tweet them. And now it's on Disney Plus.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Sir.
I did not know they were on there. Yeah. So I will
be
watching.
It's very cringy. Very cringy.
Ugh.
But
really?
Like it's iconic. So
I just remember
fine.
Like seeing like during the commercials, just like showing them and like Brenda Song. I used to love Brenda Song. Like,
oh, yeah.
I love her.
I mean, she's really, really talented.
No, iconic. She's a fantastic actress. And you have to be so, so intelligent and have such great comedic timing to pull off London Tipton. Like, to play dumb, you have to be 10 times smarter because you just know the beats and she killed it.
Right.
Well, and you know, they originally auditioned for the opposite roles.
Yes.
Brenda Song was supposed to be Maddie and Ashley Tisdale was supposed to be London.
Mm-hmm.
And London Tipton was supposed to be like a direct parody of Paris Hilton.
Right.
And then they ended up switching it, turning that stereotype on its head. And oh my God, it worked
five times better.
It was so good. And also, Wendy Wu.
Homecoming Warrior.
Such
an icon. Great movie.
What was that? Get a Clue.
Get a clue. Oh my God, Lindsay Lohan.
Stuck in the Suburbs.
Oh.
Love.
Confessions of a Teenage Shopaholic.
Oh.
Love.
So good.
Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen.
Yes. What did I say?
There is one of Shopaholic. There is one. And is it's the real? Girl from Enchanted. Mm-hmm. She's like,
oh my God, yes, Amy Adams.
Amy Adams.
Yes. Yeah.
What is that? Confession. Now that's
Confessions of a Shopaholic.
Actually, right. That's Ilsa Fisher, who's married to the guy from Borat, is in Confessions of a Shop. It's one of my favorite books. I've seen all the movies.
Oh,
and
my
then
God.
Amy Adams is in Enchanted. They're actually coming out with Enchanted
2.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay. 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 Enchanted, great, great movie. Casting, fantastic. James Marsden, love him. You want to be on the pod also?
Please.
Please. We'd love to have you. Him in Hairspray.
Amazing. He did a great job. No, that role.
Perfect for him.
Mm-hmm.
He also just is like such a whole, he's like such a wholesome guy.
Yeah.
You know, like you just, it's good vibes from him.
Yeah.
He, you know, like he looks sweet and he probably is sweet. Like he just looks like he's like.
Yeah.
Well, and vibes. The cast of Enchanted. Amy Adams, James Marsden,
Patrick Dempsey,
and Idina Menzel.
Icons.
And they all are coming back for the second movie.
I cannot wait.
I really hope they keep the little squirrel, too. Like the little.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Amber?
Yeah.
No, thank you.
It's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're too good at that.
That's my favorite part of the whole movie.
Did y'all know that Julie Andrews is the narrator for that?
What?
Not Queen Julie.
Oh my God.
Of course she is.
No, but right.
Wow.
Genius.
I love her.
Her in Princess Diaries. Oh my gosh.
Princess Diaries, I think, actually is one of my favorite movies like of all time.
And it holds up.
It absolutely does. Anne Hathaway.
No.
Queen. Actual queen.
Another one that should be added to the Mount Rushmore because she.
Yes. Oh my God, you're so right.
She was in everything. And I mean, her just in Ella Enchanted, just like that alone.
Ella Enchanted, Princess Diaries 1 and 2. Mm-hmm. Devil Wears Prada. Thank you.
Oh my gosh.
Right.
So iconic.
That movie.
Oh my gosh.
Like, actually, like, I feel like changed lives.
Yeah.
Like,
they're working on a musical of it right now. And really? I was reading about it on like the Broadway subreddit. And apparently the reviews are not very good.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you guys think about that? Because I have conversations with my dad. He's like, I understand that like movie musicals, like, and that's fine, whatever. But like, kind of feels like we're just running out of ideas.
Not everything.
Here.
Not everything needs to be a musical.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like, there's almost no original musicals on Broadway anymore because they're all based off something.
Yeah.
They're based off a movie. They're based off a book. It's a revival. It's a this. It's a that. It's like, can we not get an original story?
I mean, I know we can.
Yeah.
Obviously we can.
Well, I think it's just because the producers know that there's money in a property that already has a fan base.
Like a fan base.
Mm. Yeah. And that's so important right now is those ticket sales and the money to get people in those seats, you know?
Yeah.
Well, and all that being said, like if there was a Cheetah Girls musical, I would be first in line.
No, agree. I know we talked about like laying that to rest. I would be at the catacombs.
Yeah,
simply.
No, but that here's the thing. Now that should be a musical, though. Yeah.
No, it should.
You know what would be a great reboot of the Cheetah Girls is it's Galleria and Chanel like trying to bring together a girl group and like they're the managers. Mm. And so they're like making a new Cheetah Girls.
Yeah.
Yes.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm like, how do we, and not to talk bad about Aqua, but like how can we
Do you know that tea?
No.
What?
What's the Aqua tea?
What's the tea on Aqua?
Oh, I was just going to say that she just, I don't know if it's, is it her character that I don't like?
Oh, no,
or her
it might be her.
No. I just don't know what it is.
Okay.
Give me the tea.
Quick rundown. So Raven went on live and when they, like, people were talking about, like, Cheetah Girls or whatever. And so Raven was kind of talking about it. And then, what's her name? I think her name's Kiki or something like that. She went on, the girl who plays Aqua, went on her live and started talking all kinds of crap about, like, Cheetah Girls and all that kind of stuff.
No.
Yeah. And apparently, like, this is, like, apparently like her and Raven would like fight on set Raven was like and that obviously had something to do with the third movie and Raven was busy because like Raven.
Yeah,
but that was like her like I'm not coming back for a third one. And the actual tea is that she was in a girl group before the Cheetah Girls and they had problems and she like was causing problems in that group too before the Cheetah Girls.
Aqua was?
Mm-hmm. Keely, that's her name.
Oh, Keely.
Well, now I feel like she's the one bleeding into the situation, giving those vibes. It wasn't even Aqua. Like the character.
She talks, Raven went on The View where, you know, like, because Adrian's on there.
Yeah.
And she talked about how, like, the set of Cheetah Girls 2 was like madness because they were just constantly fighting.
Well, and then I remember in the early seasons of the Kardashians, Rob Kardashian was dating Adrian.
Yes. Oh my God.
There's a clip going around right now that they're like, she's in the Cheetah Girls. And then Kendall goes, yeah, I just saw the Cheetah Girls too last night or something like that. That's how they introduced.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
I saw it on Instagram. I
totally forgot about that. Wow.
I'm like, crazy.
Worlds colliding. Is that talk about like.
Do you guys know how long they dated for? Because it was like a hot minute.
It was a moment.
It
was a moment.
I remember.
So Steven and I rewatched all of the Kardashians through the end of my pregnancy. And then when I was breastfeeding, that was like our go-to show to just like pop on when I was like breastfeeding in the middle of the night. And it is bonkers to watch it all so quickly in succession and like see their rise. But I remember in those early episodes, like Rob was like obsessed with her. Like at one point she, I think, was getting on a plane to like go film something for the Cheetah Girls. And he was like gonna go meet her at the airport and like stop her and like, or fly out and see her and like tell her like not to go and like all, it was like a big drama point.
What?
Yeah, he was like really into her.
Really?
I mean, like, fair, she's beautiful.
Fair. But then I remember, like, I obviously have not seen a hot minute, but then I remember like these episodes that they were not doing well. I mean, before they broke up. But yeah. Like, what was the tea? Like, what happened?
I can't remember what they were fighting about, but I do remember like before they broke up, but they were like fighting on
they
the episodes like all the time. Yeah.
In the episodes, they actually showed out that falling out.
Yeah. Tragic.
I know, on live television.
But also, like, she just brought in her first baby, so.
Oh, she did.
Yeah,
really?
She just
Who's
had
she
her first baby.
To?
Israel Houghton. He's a worship leader, like a world renowned like worship leader. Yeah,
love it.
Wow.
Yeah,
the vocals in that house.
Yeah. Oh, no. And he's like really good.
The baby was gonna come out singing Whistletone.
No, right. Yes.
Speaking of celebrity couples,
okay.
What iconic couples do you guys remember from that era? Because there was all of the Nick and Miley stuff. And then she wrote Seven Things.
Right.
That to me, the Nick, Miley, and was it Selena that was?
Who my God. Yeah, Selena and Nick.
Yes. The love triangle.
Yeah. I was going to say you had those two and then you had Vanessa. I mean, the whole drama with Vanessa, Zach, sidebar. But there was somebody with Demi, right? Demi was with Joe.
She was with Joe.
Oh. Mm-hmm. You see.
Who do you think Nick like actually wanted to be with? Selena or Miley?
I think Selena.
Yeah. Why?
I just feel like the him and Miley was too perfectly positioned PR-wise. I'm like, I don't know. Is this genuine?
Right.
I don't know.
I kind of feel opposite only because at the time Demi and Selena were like best friends to then be like dating the brothers.
Oh, that's true.
You know
true.
What I mean? But also like, who's to say? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if that was real or not. Like, what the tea was that?
Remember the Princess Protection Program?
Yes. Oh, that was that, is that movie good? I have not rewatched that one.
It's not good. No, it's not good. But that was like, wait, I don't know why I just remember this. Remember Miley and Mandy? And
Miley
their show,
and Mandy show
on YouTube?
Yes.
Yeah, they shot that like on like an iMac, like the camera.
Camcorder, like in their room or what? I don't even know.
And so did Ariana Grande and Liz Gillies. They had a YouTube channel together where they would show like behind the scenes stuff of Victorious.
Mm-hmm.
And we would watch the hell out of that.
Yeah.
Remember, they would have slumber parties, like just a bunch of Disney people being real and like.
Yes.
Wait, there was that one part where they like someone was about to kiss. Was it Selena? And then someone came in and pushed them apart. That was that was huge drama. I remember there was one YouTube video and I think it was Nick and Selena and they were like leaning in for a kiss. And
Yes, I remember.
They like show that they were like about to kiss and then someone just came in and was like, ah. But who was that? Was that Demi breaking the Miley?
It was another Disney Channel star that was like, no, like we're not
doing. But they were supposed to kiss, which is tea.
I totally remember. I forgot about that. Oh my God. Wow. I totally forgot about that.
So do you think kids are still like looking up to Disney Channel stars in that way, or has it shifted to like influencers, like YouTubers?
I don't think that they're looking at it like that.
Yeah, what do you think? You have a younger sister.
I was just telling my sister because we talked about the Disney Channel games and we were in the car and Disney Mania came on, like Disney Mania like 6 or whatever. And I was trying to tell her like back then they made that like a community. Right now it's just shows, like it's just people on doing the shows and like that's it. But before they were doing commercials for things, they were doing music videos, they were recording songs for Disney Mania 1 2 3 4 5 6 like they were doing Disney Channel games, like everything, their whole brand as a person was Disney Channel.
Yes.
And so we consumed a lot of that, and also like all the magazines and stuff. Like my sister doesn't care about Teen Beat magazine or Tiger Beat.
Tiger
like that's
Beat.
Not
but yeah, you guys like, and I think that that's why, how Ryan was saying, like, I don't know why I remember, and it's like probably because we just studied it. We consumed it. Like, that was our way of knowing, like, what to wear, what to do. Like, if Miley was wearing something, baby, if she has three shirts on, I'm layering my shirt three times.
No, right.
If she has, like, some sparkly belt, I'm wearing the sparkly belt with a headband across my forehead, you know? Yeah. Like, whatever they, Selena and Miley and all those people were, even, like, Zoe 101, like, all that, I had to do it. And that's all we had. We couldn't, like, go on, like, even cell phones. We could turn on the TV, get the drama, and then, oh,
get
even
a magazine
more,
and that's
more
it.
Content, a magazine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
I think Zoe 101 was probably one of my favorite shows of that era. And that wasn't Disney Channel. That was Nickelodeon.
Mm-hmm.
But I just felt like I thought it would be so cool to live at a school like that.
Same.
And I would, like, fantasize about it. Of, like,
me too.
What if I lived at that school? And then I put my house key on a chain around my neck.
Yep.
Guilty.
Yeah, same. Literally same.
Guilty.
Also, do you think, like, the way that streaming has, do you think that's affected what, like, how much, like, they don't really care that much. Like, it's not, we didn't have streaming. We had to come on, like we talked about before, Thursday.
8, 7 Central.
Otherwise, we missed it. Or we had to find a rerun. Like, we had to watch a rerun the next week. But you can just get anything you want at any point now.
Yeah. I think that goes part of the hype about it. For example, sidebarring for, like, Netflix, they said that about Stranger Things. They were like, I think that there would be more hype if they released it one episode per week, not like all at once, because then it doesn't have enough time to create, like, a community and, like, get excited about it. And every week you're like, so you're a Stranger Things gal, or, oh, you guys going to see the new Sweet Life and Zach and Cody. Like, I was just telling you guys, when Jesse McCartney was a guest on Sweet Life of Zach and Cody, I hosted a party, a watch party, because Jesse McCartney was going to perform on Sweet Life of Zach and Cody. And they just kept them all in, like, the same thing that you just...
Do you remember that? And then London and Maddie dressed up as waiters.
Yes.
And they were, like, in the back.
Yes. And they had, like, mustaches on.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think Sweet Life of Zach and Cody was, like, probably one of the, like, actual good shows of that era.
Great. Yeah.
Like, that show was... funny.
No, it is.
Mr. Mosby,
Arwen.
Esteban, Julio, Ricardo Montoya, Del Rosa, Ramirez.
Yes, right. I remember that.
Do you remember when he, like, got possessed?
Yes, I love that episode.
That's
a Halloween episode.
Oh,
wait,
should we watch that tonight?
Yeah.
Wait, no, we should. That's the one where they go into, like, the haunted hotel room that, like, is empty or whatever.
You guys, we should, let's chat Disney specials. Like, should we, like, rank, rank our top,
Jumped the gun. I apologize.
I know, I was going to say, because there's clearly so many Halloween movies. Are you going to pick Twitch as your favorite Disney?
No.
Are you? Okay.
Not yet.
Okay.
Twitch's is high up there.
It is high up there.
Twitch's was an event, because I loved Sister Sister.
Same.
So I loved Tien Tamara Mori.
Yep.
And then when Twitch's came out, I, like, remember the promos in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I remember what, like, the graphics looked like. I remember being like, okay, it's this day. I'm going to get home from soccer practice. I'm going to make a snack. Like, it was a big deal.
8, 7 Central.
Yep.
8, 7 Central.
And I look at my mom and go, so 7 or 8.
Me. Central. I don't know.
I also remember me and my neighbor, like, being like, what if we have secret, like, twin witch powers? Like, let's try to, like, make, because remember the whole thing in the movie was that they, like, all they have to do is make up a spell.
Mm-hmm.
So we would make up spells, because all it had to do was rhyme.
Yeah.
So we would just, like, be around the house and be like, I don't even know, the pumpkin on the wall, throw me a volleyball. And then we'd be like, okay, it didn't work. Maybe that wasn't a good enough rhyme. And
we would.
They're like, Sierra, you have to really be into it. Focus.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
That movie did make me, you know, be in a quiet room, stick my hand out and be like, open drawer. Like, testing out my powers. I'm like,
focus,
what if I
just
did?
Focus. Well, that really had, because it felt like that was something that maybe it wasn't possible because you personally weren't trying hard enough. And if you could just really get it, there was a possibility that it might have been real.
And that's what they were saying. They were like, you just have to really. And I was like, I know it's in me. I feel witchy. Like, I was supposed to be born on Halloween. Mm-hmm. So I thought, like, that's going to be me. And I just love Halloween so much.
But imagine if you were born on Halloween, like, how much, I mean, you already, like, Halloween is, like, your favorite holiday.
Mm-hmm.
But imagine how much more there was nothing we could be able to do.
Pete, you got to tell them what your name was supposed to be.
I'm going to get red, you guys. This is so, okay, I'm going to tell you guys, like, a deep, dark secret. Like, this is real. Like, not a lot of people know.
This is a horror story.
Yeah.
This is actually.
It was almost a horror story.
Well, this is the reason why I was not born on Halloween. If I was, this would be my reality. So thank God, like you said, I couldn't. It'd be too much. So, unfortunately, my mom broke it to me, like, within the past, like, year or 2 years and was like, yeah, we were just talking about Halloween, as I always am, love it so much. And she's just like, well, you know that like you were obviously going to be born on Halloween. And so if you were going to be born on Halloween, I was going to name you, your middle name was going to be Halloweena. Halloweena.
No.
Thank God that did not happen. 2 days later, Day of the Dead, Dia de los Muertos. That's actually my birthday, November 2nd. But if not, I'd be Paloma Halloweena.
I kind of love it as a middle name.
Sierra,
I thought it was supposed
right
to be your
now.
First name.
No. Thank God my mom was not that tragic. Could you
imagine.
Nice to meet you. I'm Halloweena.
No, that's actually so
I'd have to read. I'd go to the DMV and change my name.
It would be great for 1 month of the year.
Right.
That'd be great. Because then you can have like a cool haunted house. Be like, it's Halloweena's mansion.
Yeah, that's true. But that's so, it's too niche.
Yeah.
It's too niche.
It's so ugly. And I'm so sorry if that's actually your name. Because my mom really almost thought so. No, but.
Imagine. I would never, ever, ever let you live it down. Never.
I mean, I just broke this news to Ryan like maybe 3 weeks ago. And she has every week, I feel like she's like, hey, Halloweena.
Halloweena.
And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so excited for Halloween. She's like, yeah, you would, Halloweena. I'm like, excellent.
Yeah. You're like, great. So now this is what I didn't
want. Never going to live that one down.
No,
I won't. So now everyone knows this is this
so
is public
everybody
knowledge.
In the comments.
Public knowledge.
Go in her DMs and be like, oh, my God, Halloweena, so cute.
No.
Do it.
Me commenting on every one of your pictures.
Halloween, yes, Halloween. The drama. I'm going to be cyberbullied.
Right. Disables comments.
Yeah. Which, by the way, I actually, have you guys been to Disneyland for the Dia de los Muertos or Halloween?
I've been seeing the pictures.
Yeah, they like redo it like starting, but like September or something, right?
I think I sent you a reel of Ernesto de la Cruz.
Dude,
he looks
legit.
So cool.
Yeah, Disney, whatever you're doing cool. for that character, what's his first name?
Ernesto
de la Cruz. Yeah. He looked really
so
good. That
cool.
face.
The face. Oh my God, it was
so cool.
It is so cool,
so
the
cool how
walking.
They bring out all the villains for Halloween at Disney.
Yeah.
We're going to the Halloween event for the first time this year.
Oh my gosh,
yeah.
That's so exciting. So that's Disney's Mickey Halloween.
Yeah,
you can dress
like
up.
Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party or something like that.
Right.
Or I think now they call it the Oogie Boogie Bash.
Also love cute. Oogie Boogie.
Yes.
Love.
I love the villain.
I love villains. I feel like I'm a villain almost every year for Halloween.
Who are you going to go as this year?
I don't know yet. It's going to be a villain. Last year I was Scar and it was iconic, so.
Scar.
That costume was fantastic.
Thank you.
You look so
you.
Good.
Thank you so much. I'm definitely doing a villain this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You
are there
should.
Any iconic Disney Channel villains? Like you could be the mom from Smart House.
She is a villain. I forgot. Villains.
They don't really have that many good villains.
I was going to say they're like really like cheesy.
Yeah.
Like they're not actually good.
So one of my favorite Disney Channel movies like growing up had to be like I'm not going to say like which one, because I don't even know which if I could pick, but like the Halloween Town, like I will do like
yes.
Calabar's
yes.
Revenge, like all of them. And just, I feel like maybe if you were like,
you could be sexy Calabar.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Something like that.
I could do it.
I'm trying to think what other Halloween movies did I really like? So Twitches, Halloween
Twitches
Town.
There, yeah.
Oh, Mom's Got a Date with a Vampire.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Hocus Pocus.
Yes.
Hocus Pocus.
Also, Hocus Pocus 2 is literally coming. September 30th.
I need to rewatch the first one because I have not rewatched it since I was like 8. Like, I don't even remember.
Oh my gosh, Sierra, you have to.
Oh, Casper the Friendly Ghost with Hilary Duff.
Yeah. Oh my God, yes.
I love
Apparently,
that
that's
one.
the role that got her cast as Lizzie McGuire.
As it should.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
What
well,
an
she
icon.
Killed that little.
She
I
totally
loved
did. She was
that
so
one.
Cute.
Also, this
I
is not
it.
Disney, but I was just thinking because we were talking about Lindsay Lohan. The Mean Girl scene when she dresses up as the dead bride or whatever.
So good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then when it is, and she's like, I'm a mouse.
Duh. Yeah.
Exactly.
Another good one, Under Wraps, when they had to hide that mummy in their room for like forever.
Oh, I don't think I
saw like
that one.
TBT.
TBT.
That's old
also,
Disney.
I think I was with you when we saw that they like remade it again, but it's the same plot. Same characters. It's the same. It's just like in
2020. So it's like, what's the point?
And it's bad.
You know what my pet peeve is with remakes?
Why?
When they do exactly the same, but then they're like, but now we have smartphones.
Right?
I'm getting a text. I'm like, oh, gosh. I mean, love Mean Girls the musical, but that's really what they did.
Yeah.
And it's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know we keep coming back to Hillary Duff, but like,
as we should,
she's on the Mount Rushmore.
She was right. The moment.
I was talking to my parents about, because when I was in sixth grade, I went on a trip to Italy with my dad because he was there for work. And I was talking about how that was just like the most exciting trip for me. And I was like, yeah, because I was so excited about like all the history stuff. And my mom literally stopped me and she was like, I'm not going to let you rewrite this narrative. You were not excited about the history stuff. You were excited because that's where the Lizzie McGuire movie was.
That is so funny, but also right.
And then I remembered, I was like, yeah, no, I was not like, oh my God, the Trevi Fountain, like it's iconic landmark. I was right. Like, oh my God, this is where Lizzie makes the wish and then she meets Paolo.
I was just gonna say, right, so this is where Paolo's picking me up.
Right, right. Did you have, like, while you were there, did you have, like, moments of being like...
I did. And my dad totally humored me with it, too.
Oh,
like,
good.
I remember every spot where there was, like, that was in the Lizzie McGuire movie, I'd be like, can you take a picture of me? Aww. And I do, like, the... pose with the hand on the hip. Yeah. You know?
Your dad's in the background like, why not take a crazy chance?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. This is so off topic from Lizzie McGuire, but Life with Derek. Let's talk about
that. Wait, that TV show that was controversial because they ended up like there was too much flirtation between the siblings.
Well, yeah, siblings. So they're step-siblings. Yeah. Also, it's a Canadian show, which I did not know.
Oh, yes, because the younger sister in the show was also in Degrassi.
Which also,
Degrassi.
I loved Degrassi, but it is rough.
I haven't rewatched it.
Rewatch it. Honestly, it's kind of hard to watch.
Oh, really?
I wanted to rewatch it because I was like,
yeah, Drake.
But like,
it's hard.
It's hard. And not that it's bad, like it's bad, but it's just like so
it's
not
like,
okay.
Yeah. Really?
Like most of it's not okay.
Oh, well, and no. They took it really seriously.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of
there's no happiness.
Comedy. Yeah.
No. It's just like really sad and like fucked up.
But
really.
Do you guys remember that promo for one of the seasons that was like, maybe there's a shark in the water? And then
yes.
They show
yes.
All the characters. Mm-hmm. That promo is like scarred in my head.
Here's the thing, because literally in every single season, it's somebody dies.
Mm-hmm.
So, like somebody has
somebody's
to leave the
pregnant.
School. Somebody's pregnant.
Really?
Like a teacher is like doing weird things. Like it's just like not happy things at all. And I was eating that shit up. For whatever reason.
Well, because when we got the exact opposite on Disney Channel, we had to get our spice in somewhere.
Yeah. And it also, I could only watch it at night because it didn't come on during the day.
Yeah.
That should have been the first clue that it wasn't, I shouldn't have been watching it. But it is for kids.
Yeah.
It literally is.
Yeah.
I didn't watch Degrassi that one.
It was giving like soap opera for teenagers.
Yes, that's exactly
that's
what it
but
is.
But too much drama.
Too much.
Yeah. And yeah. It's
heavy
Canadian.
Drama.
And I don't know what the rules are over there.
Yeah. Well, okay. Sorry. I totally derailed your thought.
No,
Life
okay.
with Derek.
Life with Derek. Yeah. So, very weird. And you were just saying, like, you don't know why you felt this type of way watching it.
Yeah. Like, I remember watching Life with Derek and being like, there's something going on here. But I didn't, like, figure it out.
Right.
That, like, there was sexual tension.
There was full-on sexual tension.
And I haven't seen it, obviously, in a hot minute. Was it because the actors just had that sexual tension? Or, like, in the writing,
it was written that way.
There's one scene that I saw recirculating on TikTok where she's like, yeah, from my, like, stupid older brother. And he's like, step brother. And then they play, like, the romantic music of, like, the... Or maybe it's supposed to be sad, but definitely, like...
It whatever
the music. And then she's like, what's the difference? And he's like, there's a difference.
Yeah,
that's
and like
drama.
every scene that they have together is just them like
wrestling,
play fighting, but like in a way that you would like flirt with someone.
Yeah,
like you'd be like stopping it. It was like that.
But that's a show that they didn't put back on Disney Plus. That's one of the ones that didn't make it.
That
back.
Didn't make it back.
Well, I wonder why.
I don't think that was an accident.
Also, I just remembered I saw this TikTok where they were like dissecting it and they were like, "What goes on?" And I'm like, "Right." The two actors, like, there's like fan fiction about the characters, like the two characters, and they kind of like those two actors kind of like support it. They're like, yeah, like we ship it. I'm like, ship what? What goes on? Yeah,
I wonder if they actually had love going on behind camera. Like they had a showman, not
they
a showman.
Must have their tension was so
was,
or the chemistry
it was real,
yeah. Unnecessarily hot. Like me, I'm like, what
why
goes?
Is this steamy?
Jesus,
you're like these are step-siblings.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-mm. You know what was another show that really had like just burned in my brain like a romantic moment. Do you remember in Hannah Montana where she revealed to Jake that she's Hannah Montana?
Yes.
And she takes her wig off on the beach.
Yes.
And she's like, I'm Hannah Montana.
Yes. And then to be continued.
Yes. Disney really did us like that. Like, yes. Kids were like, no.
And we have to wait a week.
A week. Because it's not Netflix where you just cycle. Right. You just got to wait
just
and talk.
Binge watch it. Yeah,
like,
no.
Girl, did you see Hannah Montana last night? Because next week we about to find out.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. Me and my sister were just listening to the song she sings. And then, like, the last few episodes of the last, like, at the end of the show, where she has to choose between Jake and that other, like, brown haired boy.
Yeah.
And where she's, like, going to college. Oh.
What a great show. I just want to add.
Y'all, I don't think I ever finished Hannah Montana. Oh. Like, I think I, like, stopped watching because I don't remember that.
Party foul. Yeah. We got to rerun. We got to rewatch.
We do.
Because it's so good till the end.
I will say that if I had to, like, rank the shows, like, those shows, like, how they hold up now, Hannah Montana isn't really that funny.
Really?
It's like, haha. But I'm not actually laughing.
I can't rewatch it. I in my mind, it
it's
is
like
hysterical.
Cute, but it's nostalgic. So I enjoy watching it and I'm like, LOL. And I did like laugh, but I'm not like, I can understand why my parents were like, Hannah
not
Montana.
This show.
Like, okay.
And Dolly Parton's cameos all the time because she was the auntie.
Yes. Isn't she actually Miley Cyrus's godmother?
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yeah. Which like totally checks out. I'm right. Because. Imagine. This royal family of like the Cyruses. I get it.
Right.
Also, speaking of Dolly Parton, she's coming out with the greatest hits album. I follow her on Instagram.
That's going to be good.
I love Dolly Parton.
So do I. What a queen.
Mm-hmm.
Iconic woman.
Wait, you guys, we have not even talked about these women.
Allie and AJ.
Cowbells.
Such.
Phil of the Future.
Phil of the Future. I forgot about that show, too.
Yep. And just their music career in general.
And how happy are we that they redid Breakup Song with the it was F-bomb. My motherfucking birthday.
Yes.
Because that's what we wanted and needed.
But we didn't know.
No.
But then we got it and we were like, right. Also, in High School Musical 3, when they're having the party after they win the championship, they're playing Allie and AJ at like the house party.
They're playing like, whoa.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Love that. Which, by the way, that song
is so good.
Well, that was the time at Disney Channel where they would play music videos in between the shows, and it was music videos for the Disney stars,
my God, like VH1.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So there I am getting whoa,
everybody like whoa. Yeah, right. I love that song. Great song.
You know, they actually still make music, Allie and AJ.
Yeah,
and they perform in LA a lot. And my friend Haley is like a big fan of them, and she goes to like a lot of their shows, and they're like small shows and like bars and stuff.
Tell your friend to let us know.
I'm like, go?
Do we go? Yeah, we should go. We should go to an Allie and AJ show.
We should. I also really want to go to a Jonas Brothers concert. Like,
yes.
So bad.
That is something I did miss out on. I really wish I would have gone to see the Jonas Brothers in concert. That's a miss.
I have seen them twice.
Okay, well.
I know.
All right.
Once, at the end of high school when they did their reunion tour, I went with Kenzie and our friend Corey.
Tell me about it.
It was so awesome. And then they canceled the rest of the reunion tour after our show. We were like the second stop, and then they broke up and canceled the tour.
Not them breaking up.
I know.
Drama.
They made it so like official where we like broke up because I mean
yeah.
But I'm also like you guys are brothers. Like yeah, I know I get it. But like
you're not breaking up.
Yeah, like, don't
yeah. That's giving
dramatics.
A lot.
And then I went right before the pandemic. They did a big reunion of the reunion, and I went with my friend Haley, who is the Allie and AJ girl.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, one, I want to meet this Haley girl.
Oh, you would love. I can't believe you haven't met Haley because you would love Haley.
Set it up.
Yeah. Hey, and she lives in LA, so.
Perfect.
Done.
Love to see it. Have you guys watched the interviews about like the Jonas Brothers breakup?
No.
It was Nick. Nick was like, we're done.
He was pulling the Beyonce. Yeah. He was like, I want to go my own way.
Yeah. Because there was I don't know if it was them doing like the lie detector test or something like that, but they were like, who broke up the Jonas Brothers? And they were like, Nick.
I watched Joe Jonas's lie detector video. Yeah. Yeah, for Vanity Fair. It was interesting.
I love those.
Yeah, me too. I'm like addicted
to
them.
They're so good, yeah. That's the one where Kiki Palmer goes like, I'm sorry to this man. That's the Vanity Fair like lie detector
really?
Test.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she, I haven't
showed
seen
her a picture
hers.
And she's like, if I saw this man walking on the street, I wouldn't know who this man is. I'm sorry to this man. That's where that's from.
I
Iconic.
Had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't even covered the topic of Disney Channel, the website itself, to play games.
Okay, let's talk about it.
Yeah, that could be a whole episode because the amount of time I spent on www.disneychannel.com with your parents' permission.
Right. The sandwich game, Lilo and Stitch.
Yes.
Yep. Sandwich stacker.
Left, right, left, right. Yep.
No, yeah, yeah.
That.
The Sweet Life of
Zack
and Cody.
Where you're running through the hotel.
From Mr. Mosby.
Mm-hmm. So we all just played the same games is what we're...
Yes.
That one, I remember there was a Hannah Montana one where you were like playing the guitar and it was basically like just tapping the keys as fast as you could.
Right.
But I have like specific memories of like multiple weekends in the summer of like me and my friend being like dedicated to the game to unlock everything.
Yes.
Fair.
Yes. And also the That's a Raven game with like the clothes, like yeah. the closet thing. You had like styled clothing or whatever. I ate that up.
And then they started selling those type of games like on the for the DS for the Game Boys.
Yes.
So I remember like that Christmas, my mom gave me the That's a Raven one. And I was like, oh, and you took it on your Game Boy. And
yep. There is this one. Like book. It was a fashion book. I like swore I was going to be a fashion designer. Like I knew that I was going to be a fashion designer. LOL. And my parents bought me this like book. It was like an interactive book where I could draw my own clothes, but it was That's a Raven themed. So it had like her on the cover and she was like, you know, posing and doing her thing. And it all, and on every page it had like one of her sayings that was like super encouraging.
Aww.
And I would remember being like, yes, if Raven can do it, I can do it. And I would draw the bad drawings. I also cannot draw, but I really thought I was doing something.
Well, listen, she was that like freaking model for you, and you knew that if she could do it, you could do it. And That's a Raven touched on so many like great topics that's why she was the best.
Yeah, I think that's like the number one Disney Channel show that holds up, that's still hilarious, that has like great what is that called, like great message, has a great message, and all of that is like still very, very, very good.
Oh, yeah. That's So Raven, I think, completely holds up because the comedy was not like typical. Well, I guess what Disney Channel comedy became like a couple years later of like the dad.
Yeah.
Like she was genuinely funny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so there was a lot less of like the hands on the hips, eye roll.
Right.
Like,
and
cheeky.
Like no like waiting for like the laugh track vibe.
Yes. It was 100% like just slapstick comedy of her like dressing up and doing funny shit. And like, so it holds up.
Yeah. And that was like our generation's like black family on TV that also had like a whole family.
Yeah.
Like a mom, a dad, and a brother and a sister, and did the whole thing and had like black friends and all that stuff, which obviously was really impactful for me. But also everything she talked about. They even talked about like racial issues, body issues, like all of that was happening.
Yeah, I mean, that one episode when she stood up to that one girl, I mean, the fashion show, we remember this.
Iconic.
And she was like, and I just remember seeing that because I was like, oh, it was something that we had never seen before, you know?
She was like, and all bodies are beautiful and I can wear this and look beautiful like that. And I remember the girl looking at the picture and being like, I don't even look like that. And it's literally a picture of her. And I was like, right.
Right.
And the fact that they did that on a show that was a comedy, because I feel like now they would just try to make a dramatic show where, like, that's what the whole thing is about. But the fact that they, like, drew in those messaging into a comedy show.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. Just so good. Oh.
Did you feel, like, really represented by that show growing up?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah. Especially, like, even with her just being over the top and, like, ridiculous also really resonated with me because I am very over the top and ridiculous. But it was so awesome to see her in like a positive light. Like she was not like the butt of all the jokes. Like it was like the show was about her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And her family and her life. And I ate it up.
Which by the way, on the same note of representation, how dope was that Little Mermaid review, you
so
guys?
Oh God.
It's so good. The riff that she did,
she
I was like
amazing.
I cannot wait.
I can't wait. Oh, it's going to be so good. I have to go to the theater. I don't even go to the theater.
We should go to like the midnight release.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, we should.
We should.
That'd
be so fun.
Yeah, let's do it.
And you can dress up as Ariel. And you can be, I'll be Sebastian.
Oh my God.
And you can be Flounder.
Oh my God. Absolutely. Yes. And I feel like any excuse for us to dress up, we're
just
going to
take it. We're like, do we want to go do this thing? And we can dress up.
Oh,
I'm there. Okay. Okay. Oh my God. Also, speaking of a great crossover, when Raven was in Princess Diaries 2.
Yes.
When she literally sang with Julie Andrews.
That slumber party
scene.
She
talks about that. There was an interview where she talked about singing with her. She was like, it was one of the most like iconic moments of my life because who gets to sing with Julie Andrews? And Julie Andrews like hadn't sang in so long because, you know, she had like nodes and all that stuff when she was younger.
Oh, yeah.
And so Raven was like, I didn't even think she was going to do it and all this stuff. And to be able to sing with like an icon was so crazy.
Aw, and I'm so glad that she like knew the importance of it because she was on the younger side. So for her to just also knowing how special that is, that's awesome.
Yeah.
She's a badass.
I know. I love her.
I do. I just, I think that she should be on the Mount Rushmore.
Oh, agree.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Agree. I mean, she's been in the industry since she was like, four.
Yeah.
Literally on The Cosby Show.
Yeah.
And then obviously went on to do, oh my God, Xenon. Hello.
Xenon, the girl of the 21st century.
Hello. She was in that.
Oh, yeah, when she was young.
Yeah, she was the BFF. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She was also in Dr. Dolittle.
That's true.
Yes.
Wait, what's that? What is that one Xenon song? She's like, Zetus Lapidus, but they wanted to see that one guy.
My supernova girl.
Yeah, there it is. And it was like, I just remember, and why was that movie so cool? Like, her earring was like this the disc that they had to burn
it
to
was
save.
Just giving.
That era was just very obsessed with, like, the future.
Yeah.
Like, because there was, like, Phil of the Future, there was that. I feel like there was a lot of, like, time machine movies in that time.
But also, I feel like, that comes into play, like, throughout some, like, in, like, cinema and stuff. Because even, like, Back to the Future, obviously that's older, but, like, there's something about, like, the future being so, like, out of this world. Like, we got flying cars. Like, everybody thought, we're in 2022, everybody thought the cars would be, like, literally in the air right now.
Yeah. Which speaking of which, about, like, history, it's, like, we're, the Y2K, obviously this happened when we were younger, but now it's coming back. Like, everything we're wearing and we're doing
We could wear this out and they'd be like, oh, my God, yes, cute. Fashion.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything Y2K is coming back right after this. I kind of have a prediction that it's going to be like the Tumblr. Cause, like, what happened after this was the dirt, and we're already on the dirt bag. So it's going to be very edgy and grungy.
Yeah.
We're going to lean into the Machine Gun Kelly vibes.
Right.
And then it's going to be like the polka dots and like the Oxfords. The Chevron. Do you think Chevron's going to come back?
I hope not. It's so ugly.
Chevron is so ugly.
It's ugly.
You guys, I saw the vests back. The vests. Like, I went to Tilly's and they had the vests. You have the fake tie that it's that's not even on you. It's right. But Brenda Song had one in Get a Clue, so I needed to have that same one. Right.
Brenda Song was a style icon in every movie she was in.
Yep.
I remember she had this little soccer ball purse in Stuck in the Suburbs.
Yep.
And I wanted it so bad.
Dude. She was good. Oh my God, I just remembered that she's in one of my favorite childhood movies, Like Mike, with Bow Wow. And he's like, that's
the first she's in that. Because she's like there's like the trio.
Mm-hmm. And she's one of the friends.
Yeah.
Also, this is so not relevant, but what I liked about wearing vests was that it pushed my boobs up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I didn't have any, so it was good.
Right, I was like,
but now,
give me
I'm
what
like,
I need.
Oh God.
Yeah.
TBT.
Now you're like, oh God, too much boob.
I know. I have to keep the vest open, I think.
Right.
You're like, no more vests.
Right.
Paloma trying to push her 8 cups. Like, yeah,
Cleveland.
This was so much fun to deep dive.
Now I want to go rewatch all of those DCOMs.
Yes.
Can we still play those Disney Channel games? Like, are they still like the website games?
Could I go
play the Lilo and Stitch sandwich stacker somewhere?
We should check.
We should find out.
We should check.
Yeah, we should. And if we can, then we have to have like a game off.
Oh my gosh. You know how like Steven will have like LAN parties with his friends?
What is
this live action network? It's like where your online group gets together and plays video games in real life.
Okay. I thought
it was land.
I thought this was what you just said.
Land, L-A-N-D, but no, apparently it's live action network.
Oh. Okay.
He had to educate me. We could have a Disney Channel Games LAN party.
That reminds me of...
I'm there.
LARPing?
LARPing, yes.
What is that again?
LARPing is live action role play.
That's when
you like dress up and like play. Like, so we play D&D. So LARPing would be if we like dressed as our D&D characters and went and like acted out the scene.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Listen.
I mean, we're kind of LARPing right now.
We are LARPing.
As the cheat.
You're right.
We're going to film some TikToks like out in a little alleyway. So it looks like, you know, kind
of
how they are in New York. That's LARPing.
Okay.
It's like cosplaying, right? Like it's another.
Yeah, it's like cosplaying, but then acting out the scene.
So is theater LARPing?
Theater's kind of LARPing, yeah. LARPing for an audience.
I'm a LARPer.
Okay. I LARP. Maybe I should put that in my bio on Instagram.
In your Tinder bio. LARPer.
LARPer. Not Tinder.
I think you're going to get some different kind of matches on that one.
I think so. Oh, no Tinder.
All right, y'all. Well, that is going to be it for this episode. Thank you so much for watching. Another big thank you to Helix Sleep for sponsoring. And we will see you next week.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.